The Buffalo-based nonprofit Investigative Post brands itself as the only local news organization dedicated exclusively to watchdog journalism. A recent article also published in various outlets, including the Albany Times-Union, drew eyeballs from across upstate. Editor and executive director Jim Heaney explains the Buffalo Billion is Governor Cuomo's attempt to bolster the region's economy, using a model comparable to what has been used in the Capital Region over the last 20 years to develop the nanotech sector.
Instead of the state giving a subsidy directly to companies, the state instead builds and equips facilities that it then leases to major companies in the hopes that they will then attract smaller companies. It's, the concept is kind of like a shopping mall. You know, you get a couple of anchor tenants and then smaller tenants come.
Heaney cites three major projects being funded along with a dozen other initiatives.
But the big ones, the biggest one of all is a $750 million construction and equipping of a plant for a solar panel manufacturer near the Buffalo waterfront.
Heaney notes the development company SolarCity lost $250 million last year and is on pace to lose more than that this year.
Elaine Carlieros, who is the so-called nanotech guru in Albany, has been charged with overseeing the Buffalo Billion, or at least these three major projects. And they have been very, very slow to release any kind of documentation relating to the selection of developers, payments to developers. Carlieros has a nonprofit called the Fort Schuyler Management Corporation. They are basically managing the construction of the Buffalo Billion projects, funded by Empire State Development. And both Carlieros through Fort Schuyler and the governor through Empire State Development Corporation have been very, very slow to release documentation.
The Investigative Post has raised questions about the selection of the developer and the volatility of the solar panel industry, along with what Heaney calls a troubling lack of transparency, considering the amount of money involved.
The company is owned by one of the governor's largest campaign contributors in the area. The request for proposal, as originally drafted for the solar plant project, was written in such a way that it appeared that only this one company was eligible to respond.
The qualifications were later revised, but Heaney still sees the lack of transparency and the ability to obtain information as tough nuts to crack. Calls and emails seeking comment from SUNY Poly were not returned. Jason Cornwall, spokesman for Empire State Development, responded by email stating, quote, "The facts speak for themselves. Governor Cuomo's unprecedented commitment has achieved great success in Western New York. Construction jobs in Buffalo and Western New York are at their highest level since 1990, while hiring for professional and business sector jobs is at a 24-year high. And we learned the region's unemployment rate has dropped to 5.3%, which is the lowest May rate for the region since 2007, down from 6% only 1 year ago. In fact, the Buffalo Billion has been such a huge success that it now serves as the model for revitalizing regional economies across upstate New York." There's a link to the original story at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.